Today's video is going to be different because of a few things. The audio is not going to be much different. Actually, I do want to make the audio a little different. I do want to be a little louder, and I do want to speak a little faster. I have noticed that in the previous few videos that I take my time in speaking, and I did try in the previous video to, in the previous episode, to not R and do a lot. I hope the listeners like that and enjoy that I improved on that. The video in this one is going to be different because of the positioning, and I've added an intro, an outro, I've changed the formatting level, and I plan on making this a black and white episode. I think I like the style. I played around a little with the style today, and I think I like that. The evaporative cooler is back today, so it should not make much of a difference. My voice may still sound a little muffled because of the editing that I do, but it's still an improvement. That's all I aim for. I aim to improve every day. Today, just like every other day for the last few months, it has been quite good. I listened to a lot of music that I really liked today, and I wanted to listen to my favorite band, Rammstein, but I really did not get. Since I got distracted, I was listening to some other stuff. I was scrolling to Rammstein in my playlist, but I came across some other stuff, and I thought, why not listen to that? And by the time I was done with those songs, I found some interesting videos on YouTube, and I just watched those. So I did not get to listen to Rammstein. I did want to wear a Rammstein t-shirt for this video today, but then if I wear that, I'm not going to be able to wear a single style, the same kind of shirt for every episode. I do want to keep the style of shirt that I wear for each episode the same. So today I'm trying this. I wanted to get a black t-shirt, but I don't have a pure black t-shirt. I do have black t-shirts, but they've got designs on them. This is the closest thing that I could get. This is an almost black blue t-shirt. I don't know what colors to me. All blues are blues, just dark blue, light blue. I don't know what kind of blue that is, but it's an almost black blue. I'm very fond of the color black. I've noticed that the fondness for the color black has grown. I was not very fond of it in the beginning. I like black, but I guess about 6 or 7 years ago, because I was a lot into professional wrestling. And my favorite professional wrestlers, Joe Malenko and Dean Malenko, were wearing red and black. That's how I started liking red and black. And then, after a few years, I got into spirituality. And then I just liked what a lot of the people in New Age and New Age metaphysical circles think, and religious circles think, is that white is good because it signifies the white light. But through my own experiences with the goddess, I have noticed that black is pure potential, it's pure energy, it's the Shakti. It's got everything, and it encompasses everything, the light and the dark. The dark too is God, in fact. Even it's just that a lot of us are uncomfortable with God that manifests itself through the darkness. So I really like black. It's the color. One of the two colors of my goddess Kali. Kali loves red and black, so I love both of those colors. I try to get clothes that are red and black as much as possible. I do wear a lot of other colors too, but if I find something that I like in these two colors, I try to get them. I do want to start wearing more natural clothing to be more in sync with nature, to be more aligned with nature, which is a lot what this show is about. I believe that natural clothing is crucial to allow the free flow of energy with nature. A lot of occultists say that nudity is the best way for flow of energy. That's why they perform a lot of their rituals naked. But the closest thing that comes to that is just pure natural clothing that's loose and doesn't tightly constrict any blood or energy movement all over the body. So I try to go with that as much as possible. Over time, I do want to switch over completely to natural clothing. But I am very fond of jeans and flannel shirts. We do get a lot of jeans and flannel shirts made with cotton, so maybe I should be able to get them. I'm very fond of flannel shirts and jeans. It's a style that over the years has come to mean America for me. I love the country America. America, irrespective of what it goes through and what it means to the rest of the world, to me has always meant a lot. I cannot put it in a few words. I guess today I'm talking about America. The state that the country is in today does make me feel bad, but I love the country beyond any means. My family is from India. I wasn't born in India. India does have a place for me. I wasn't born in the US, but my love for me started, my love for the country started when I was, I guess, 7 or 8 years old. I remember some of my classmates were going to the US for a vacation, and I wanted to go do it like that. Do it like them, and I asked my parents who could not afford a vacation to the US, so they said no. And as a kid, I did not understand, but I just felt bad. But then when I was about 14 years old, I met some family friends who had come to visit us all the way from Boston. I mean, they didn't come to visit us, and on their vacation, they ended up visiting us. And for the first time, as a slightly more mature person, I saw these people from America. They were Indians, but they were living in the US. I had met growing up abroad, not in the US, not in India. I had met a lot of people from other nations. I had met Australians, Britishers, people from other nations in Europe, Africa, other countries in the Middle East. I grew up in Oman, partly in Oman and partly in India. So I had met a lot of people, and they kind of had an idea of the kind of spirit that was coming through just by virtue of them being from the country. And when I met these people, these family friends who had come from the US, their spirit really blew me away. At that time, I did not know if it was them or if it was because of the country that they were coming from, but I was blown away, completely blown away by it. I guess even at that age, I had a very clear, I wouldn't say clear, but I had a way of just reading people and feeling their energy, but even though I had no conceptuality of the spirit, you know, concept of spirituality, but that definitely put me on a path to falling in love with the US more and more. I tried to go to the US for my bachelor's after high school, but my dad couldn't afford that, so I didn't do that. So I went to the US for my master's, and I didn't know anyone at that time. I didn't have any friends for the first few weeks in the US, but in spite of how fearful those first few days were, just being by myself in a new country, I was in complete love with it in 2 weeks. After 4 weeks, I had made friends with a taxi driver. I had made friends with some other people in the university, and I loved it. I loved the people. I love the just the whole spirit of the whole nation. And then over the next many years, as I continue to live in the US, I visited so many places, California, on the West Coast, Oregon, on the East Coast, so many other places on the East Coast, and then the people are so different. Every part of the nation is like its own country, and yet the people are so special. I think, who is it? I forget who said that, but the country is made up of, America is made up of people who come from a gene pool of wanting to have better. Everyone, except for the Native Americans, but even if you look at their history, they were settlers from somewhere else. I don't know how true that is. But most of the country's population, immigrants who wanted some, descendants of immigrants who wanted something better for their lives. So it is embedded in them, their way of thinking. It's very deep inside all of them to always aim for something better. I believe that plays a very crucial role in them being unsatisfied with how much they have and a lot that they have. Yeah, they may go through a lot of difficulties and struggles in general, but just because of the very foundation of their genealogy and their society in general, it's very hard for them to be satisfied with what they've got, which is fine. It's another way of living. Satisfaction comes with time on the spiritual path, but we do have to aim to lead an ethical life. If something within us is eating away at us, is painful, we have to accept it. But it is not an excuse to be, I would say, ill-mannered towards other people. I have been guilty of it. I was bullied for many, I won't say for many, for quite a bit, but not for many years. I was a bully. I was definitely what many people would call an asshole. And even today, even though I don't try and I try to be nice, people always read me in a more serious or crude manner and they think that I'm being an asshole even though I'm not. And we got to keep improving all of that. What other people think of us should not have to matter to us, as long as we do the right thing. How other people react to us and what they say about us, we take it. We don't let it sink into us and we don't give it power over us. But we just look at it in an objective manner. We look at the information coming in. All we know is that this person is saying this about us or they are behaving in a certain way with us. And we just accept it. We take that information in, irrespective of what that information is. We just accept it with its face value with us. And with proper discernment, we look at ourselves and look at how that can help us improve and how something that could cause hatred or anger could be used to advance in our vibration and our spirituality. Like this, through with every experience, with every relationship, with every discussion, with every conversation, we use it as fuel to get better as people, to get better in life. I think that that is a very great way of leading our lives.